the Duchess's train and helped to conduct her over the main. But now she cries out to the Duke, I will go, I have no more need for Senor Dante. At the sign of the cross in St. James's Street, where next you go thither to make yourself sweet. By buying of powder, gloves, essence or so, you may chance to get a sight of Senor Dante. You would take him at first for no person of note, because he appears in a plain leather coat. But when you his virtues, abilities know, you'll fall down and worship Signor Dildo. My lady Southesque, heaven prosper her fort, first clothed him in satin, then brought him to court. But his head in the circle he scarcely durst show, so modest a youth was Signor Dildo. The good lady Suffolk, thinking no harm, had got this poor stranger in underarm. Lady Betty by chance came the secret to know, and from her own mother stole Signor Dildo. The Countess of Falmouth, of whom people tell, her footmen wear shirts of a guinea an ell, might save that expense if she did but know how last year's swinger Signor Dildo. By the help of this gallant, the Countess of Rafe, against the fierce Harris preserved herself safe. She stifled him almost beneath her pillow, so closely she embraced Signor Dildo. you ladies, all of Merry England, you have been to kiss the Duchess's hand. Pray did you not lately observe in the show a noble Italian god, Signor Del Dove? Were the signor but known to the citizen fobs, he'd keep their fine wives from the foreman of the shops. But the rascals deserve their horns should still grow for burning the Pope and his nephew Del Dove. Tom Killigrew's wife, that Holland fine flower, at the sight of the signor did fart and belch sour. And a Dutch, breeding the further to show, says, welcome to England, men off from Del Dove. He civilly came to the cockpit one night and proffered his service to fair Madam Knight. Quoth she, I intrigue with Captain Canzoni, your nose in my arse, good signor Del Dove. The signor is sound, safe, ready and dumb, as ever was cattle carol off the. Then away with these nasty devices and show how you rape the just merit of Signor Del Dove. Count Cazzo carries his nose very high, and passion he swore his rival to die. Then shut himself up to let the world know, flesh and blood could not bear it from Signor Del Dove. A rebel of pricks who were welcome before, now finding the port and denied them the door. Maliciously waited his coming below, and inhumanly fell on Signor Del Dove. Nigh wearied out, the poor stranger did fly, and along the pell-mell they followed full cry. The women concerned from every window cried, for heaven's sake, save Signor Del Dove! Lady Sandys burst into a laughter to see how the ballocks came wobbling after, and had not their weight retarded the floor. Indeed, had gone hard with Signor Del Dove.